Zadie Smith's debut novel, White Teeth, is a bestseller in Britain. It's just been published in this country and has received enthusiastic reviews. Book critic Maureen Corrigan decided to see what all the fuss is about.
The question is this. Would White Teeth, a debut novel by an unknown writer named Zadie Smith, be getting all the attention it's already gotten if its author weren't a gorgeous 24-year-old black British woman who began writing the novel in her senior year at Cambridge? The answer is, are you kidding? Debut novels are born and die, quiet and unseen, every day. Then again, it was only fairly recently that gorgeous young black women could be writing novels at Cambridge at all, let alone novels as good as this one. White Teeth is ambitious, historically, geographically, and racially sprawling, and brimming with humor and tart social observations. It's just that White Teeth's smashing success makes me feel guilty about all those debut novels I haven't been tempted to sample, because their authors look more like George Eliot than George Clooney. White Teeth is set primarily in North London and tells the story of two World War II veterans and their families. It opens on a London street on New Year's Day, 1975, where one of the vets, a white working-class guy named Archie Jones, is attempting suicide in his exhaust fume-filled car. Archie's marriage has fallen apart, and his job as a printing shop paper perforator isn't meaningful enough to keep him going. But Archie's suicide is foiled when a Hindu butcher shop owner, who's busy trying to kill pigeons defecating on the sidewalk, spots Archie and rescues him. "We're not licensed for suicides around here," the shop owner tells Archie. "This place halal, kosher, understand? If you're going to die around here, my friend, I'm afraid you've got to be thoroughly bled first." That very same day, the 47-year-old Archie, who's energized by his redemption, meets Clara, a 19-year-old Jamaican woman who quickly becomes his second wife. Present at the wedding are Archie's best and only friend, Samad Iqbal, who's a Muslim Bengali waiter, and his wife. Archie and Samad became unlikely friends during World War II when they served together in a tank battalion. The novel flashes back to those terror-filled days and speeds forward into the lives of Archie's disgruntled daughter, Irie, and Samad's twin sons, who respectively become a fundamentalist terrorist and a posh lawyer. What holds the scrambled storylines of White Teeth together is Smith's unflagging inventiveness. Minor characters who appear early on in the novel pop up to play crucial roles some 300 pages later. The penetrating commentary of her heroes, as well as of her old-fashioned, all-seeing narrator, also give the novel weight. Late in the story, reflecting on the multi-culti population of modern-day England, that narrator remarks, "This has been the century of the great immigrant experiment. It is only this late in the day that you can walk into a playground and find Isaac Le Jung by the fish pond, Quang O'Rourke bouncing a basketball, children with first and last names on a direct collision course." Yet despite all the mixing up, despite the fact that we have finally slipped into each other's lives with reasonable comfort, like a man returning to his lover's bed after a midnight walk, it is still hard to admit that there is no one more English than the Indian. There are still young white men who are angry about that, who will roll out at closing time into the poorly lit streets with a kitchen knife wrapped in a tight fist. Because of social observations like that one, and because of her novel's sweep, Smith has been compared to Dickens. I think the more apt comparison would be to equally ambitious but more aloof writers like William Thackeray or Tom Wolfe. Contemporary readers sobbed over the deaths of Dickens' characters. Some of us still tear up. I didn't feel emotionally engaged that way with Smith's characters. Instead, it's the grand design of her fiction that I admired, the way she encompasses a whole teeming society within the pages of her outsized novel. White Teeth glistens with wit and energy, proof that imagination and talent can coexist with beauty. Mr. Clooney, what about it? I'm looking for another good book to curl up with.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed White Teeth by Zadie Smith.